Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. Once again, I say thank you for listening, and it's always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listening audience, and hear from you as well. So I'm going to give out the number here and ask you to join with us this next hour. We'd love to hear from you far and wide. The number is 800-313-9443. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. In the recent weeks, we have talked about the MIAC report. And we even shared a show with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who had been named by this Missouri effort on their fusion report on Intel that he, among Barb Barr and Ron Paul as candidates for the presidency of the United States, could be hinged to terrorism, etc., in their evaluation. There were also lists of those who were concerned about the UN or the people who spoke about the Constitution or people who spoke of illegal immigration as being a potential terrorist. I'm going to bring on our guest here shortly, but I would just like to remind you that there has been another awareness made available. And this is the writing of Paul Joseph Watson, and he's informing us today, April 9th, 2009, that the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment Fusion Center has put out a report not unlike the MIAC report. So the 2009 Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment produced by the Virginia Fusion Intel Center reports that people who say are anti-government, if they indeed are anti-abortion, they are listed as potential terrorists. If one is confrontational during a demonstration, could be held within the context of domestic terrorism. Identifies people who designate themselves as a sovereign citizen, and who might carry documents proclaiming the status as a sovereign citizen, could be considered domestic terrorists. And I think that because there are no named dignitaries across the country, that perhaps this might not experience the outrage that held forth with the MIAC report. I would say it is just as dangerous, and this should be stifled at all costs. I'm certain you could call the Virginia State Capitol and inquire about information, Fusion Center, and get to work. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi there and welcome back. We were just talking before the break about the 2009 Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment Fusion. So the Fusion are centers of Homeland Security, local intel, it's an intel op. So be alert to this, take action. Also, remember that they're not talking about illegals being a threat or lawbreakers being a threat. They're not mentioned in this document, and I will continue to have a pocket-sized copy of the Constitution with me in my purse. Today we have a fun guest, Chauncey. Chauncey, do you want to tell us a little bit about you and what you're about?
Well, first off, my name is Chance.
Okay, and, Chance. Excuse me. I have Chauncey down here.
It's okay. It's just a spelling. A lot of people get it mixed up. But I'm 19. I'm doing the End the Fed movement stuff in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I think I've met you before.
I think we did meet last year in November.
I think you have kind of blonde hair, tousled hair.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, tell the listeners again how old you are and what you're up to.
My name's Chance again. I'm 19 years old, and I'm running the End the Fed Reserve campaign over here in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're going to be having our rally on April 25th. We're going to have a couple of good speakers there, Scott Bradley and Merrill Cook. Not sure if you're familiar with those two, but Merrill Cook was an ex-representative for Utah, and Scott Bradley's just a popular activist in my area.
Constitutionalist, kind of a scholar, right?
Uh-huh. Well, what was that?
I said he's a scholar on constitutional issues.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He does a really great job. Right. Now, on April 25th, we'll also be having, we got a great PA system, we got some stuff going on. We've raised a good amount of money. We're going to have an ad in the City Weekly. We should have a pretty good turnout there. We're also going to be going to the tax day protest on April 15th to get some membership to go to the End the Fed Reserve rally there.
So
as well.
You're planning to go to a tea party?
Yes, I will be going to the tea party as well.
And how about other young men your age? Are they becoming aware of the need for their support in issues as controversial as a tea party and or End the Fed?
You know, it's really difficult. I got to be honest. A lot of my friends, I've made them aware, but they don't act on it so much. It's hard to get a lot of support from kids my age, to tell you the truth.
And what is the trigger that made you so vital and sort of inflamed to take action? So what has happened with you and your experience?
Well, I've been learning about everything, all the theories and stuff like that, the Federal Reserve and the banking system for a couple of years now. I watched the Zeitgeist talks about 9/11. I don't like the whole movie, but that's really what kind of sparked my interest in everything. And I learned about Ron Paul and his campaign and got really interested in the economic situation. And I believe if we don't do anything about it, it's just going to get worse. So we really need to act. We give them the power if they don't. Yeah, we're the ones that give them the power. We don't work for them. They work for us. And, that's what a lot of people have to learn to realize.
What about your age group having a concern over their job future?
Well, I got to say there's a lot of skepticism there and a lot of worry. There's not many places hiring over here in Utah right now, a couple of call centers, stuff like that, but nothing doing production or anything in that sense. I mean, prices are raising and people are worried at how high they're going to get. It's hard.
Yeah, and life isn't quite as fun, is it, when you look at a future that says maybe there's not going to be a job for you, or your skill or your classwork at school or at the university may not be needed when you become so well educated or skilled. We might not have a place for you. It's a very, very sad moment in time to be a 19-year-old. You know, you got to have that positive outlook and decide, hey, you know, the future's mine. And that spontaneity of spirit among young people is a great asset, you know. Those of us who are somewhat more seasoned, we rely on that vigor and robust nature of youth. And if we're presenting to you such a lessened horizon, I think we all have to take responsibility for that. And I publicly apologize, because your threshold should be glorious, you know. The age says so. Agree?
Yeah, well, I thank you for that. I mean, definitely my age needs to start picking up, because we are the future. We're the ones that's going to be shaping everything that's going on here in the next 20, 30 years. But I also have to thank the elderly and the people that have been in this a little bit longer, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have the knowledge that we have to be able to act upon.
Well, you know, what triggered you to understand that the Fed was not what it was portrayed? And, of course, we've got great examples in the last month or so with lying at high-level places and Treasury secretaries promising and people shouting at the television telling us, oh, this is going to happen today and this is what we need to do, telling a legislator person, a congressman, that they don't need to know facts, just give us the money. You got a lot of that going for you, but what was it that made you look into the Federal Reserve?
Well, like I said, I got really familiar with Ron Paul's campaign and was really listening to the stuff that he was saying, and just kind of studied into it more. I read some of Thomas Wood's stuff, and really interesting stuff. I've also read The Creature from Jekyll Island on there from G. Edward Griffin. Which is an excellent book there, too. And it's just, the thing is that as long as we have a private entity controlling our monetary system, they can very easily control our elections. They can control everything, who owns things, who controls what jobs you have. And it's a very dangerous threat to humanity and to freedom and liberty.
Well, we've had some very stirring events in April that should surely, you know, augment your grouping. People that, you know, you come in contact with, they should be watching and listening as well, where that as a independent American, we no longer have that capability at the financial level. From heretofore, with some of those things that they have written and have as their documents from the G20 meeting of last week, now our agencies will have to confer with a new world body before they can proceed in a financial manner. And this is a first. This is giving away the store, so to speak. And that has occurred this week or last week. So I would think if you were doing a canvas or if you were encouraging others to understand, the momentum of the past week would make such a difference.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, too. I mean, we just pledged another $1.1 trillion. You know, that's up to $3 trillion just within the last 6 months that we've pledged and we've spent. And once it goes through the banks, the bailout last year is now up to $9 trillion. That's almost doubled our money supply. It's going to get scary, and I think a lot of people need to start realizing prices increase because of inflation. And also over at the G20, what they want to do is set up a one-world currency or something such as the Amero, the North America, Canada, and Mexico. And I don't think what people understand is that's not going to – I mean, they're throwing it off as world peace, loving each other and stuff like that. But when you have a central body that controls all the money, they can control everything. Like I said, they control the political process, the economic process, who gets elected and – what jobs are what and who owns the jobs.
Well, and you know, it's interesting to consider that we are a nation at war at the same time that the costs of that are astronomical for anybody's survival economically as a nation. We've got that going on in Iraq, maybe winding down a bit, but the soldiers haven't come home yet for certain, and there's cost there. The expansion into Afghanistan, and some people are saying moving also in to Pakistan, and those things have been going on for about 8 years, into Afghanistan at least. The cost of that, it used to just bother me so much when they would do the supplementals in their negotiation in Congress, getting the monies for the funding of the wars. And yet now we've spent all the money, trillions flipping out here and there, very much of that number unaccounted for. And we are now going to cope with further problems. And the money system is still unexposed to so many people on who owns the Federal Reserve, whether it is a state agency, state meaning country agency, and so forth. We have to declare and acknowledge and even get your senators and representatives to acknowledge that it is indeed a private entity mainly owned by foreign entities.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing, is that the Federal Reserve isn't even owned by actual Americans. I mean, more than half of it is owned by international people. The whole thing is owned by about 300 individuals, of which more than 50% aren't even live in America or a citizen of America.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back with a young American doing his best.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and we invite you to join with us if you have a comment or question. We'd appreciate hearing from you out there, and go to republicbroadcasting.org, and I think the number's right up there for you, and we've talked about that. So 800-313-9443. We'd like to hear from you as well. So what's happening here is a large evolution of the control of the money, the empowerment of the money, and I just thought that it was really important for we as Americans to understand what was agreed upon at the G20, and these are talking points that you can talk among your friends with to tell them, hey, the world is changing, and it's changing very fast. We not only have to end the Fed now, we've got to end the SDR empowerment on the global level. I'm just going to read here just a communique from an analysis of what they actually said in the G20, the leaders, and this is the work of Ambrose Evans-Pritchard for the Telegraph in London. And I know I have said this on the air before, but I think it is very much worth repeating. Quote, "We have agreed to support a general SDR allocation which will inject $250 billion in the world economy and increase global liquidity." And this is the statement from the G20. SDRs are a special drawing right, a synthetic paper currency issued by the IMF that has lain dormant as a potential for over a half a century. In effect, the G20 leaders have activated the IMF's power to create money and begin a global quantitative easing. In doing so, they are putting a de facto world currency into play. It is outside the control of any sovereign body. This is their statement. It is outside the control of any sovereign body. And so, therefore, I would suggest that the international currency has already been introduced. It could be possible that they have determined that going the way of the Amero might be too slow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have John in Winnipeg. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Wow, great show, great subject matter. It's so relevant, particularly right now with all these machinations of criminality going unaddressed. You know, they told us we got to give them the bankers' cash to increase capital so they can loan it back to us, which is crazy if we actually put a little bit more thought into it, as you have and other people at GCN, but apparently the rest of the world is in the dark. But it's important to understand that J.P. Morgan has more than $1 trillion in capital. They're buying up everything. If we needed to get a loan, we could have just simply got it from them. To take money out of a taxpayer's pocket is nuts. But like your guest is saying, you know, a lot of this stuff, when we look into it, like the Federal Reserve, this is illegitimate. A lot of this stuff is crazy. Why is it like this? You know, they pirate our authority, and we don't get good people in leadership roles to demand some accountability. And it's everywhere, you know. If, no matter what the issue is, so many of these issues cost people's lives, not only their homes, but we just don't have the mustard to speak out for justice for the neighbor. You know, everybody's, as many of these guys in the marketplace, are mostly concerned about their own private takes and have little concern for the public, knowing that we're going undefended. So they continue, as they have with subprimes, you know, they're stealing people's homes. That's what that is. It's a criminal fraud. They tell a soldier's family, hey, we're going to lower your payments. The soldier's family in 2 years has their payments double, and the bankers steal the house because they don't have to put down any capital to cover the loans to begin with. I mean, the whole thing is broken, and to fix it isn't the easiest subject matter to deal with. And that, I think, is probably one of the main reasons why we're not succeeding, is there's so many side issues on how to resolve this that we get lost on the central positions of, you know, no, we're not going to bail out bankers because that makes no sense. The toxic assets is the evidence for criminal fraud. We want to understand what this toxic asset is, but again, none of the TV channels want to teach us even what a hedge fund manager is, you know, or capital gains tax. Nobody even knows what that is.
Or gambling. The closest analogy I could come up with is gambling. Chance, if you're online there with us still, Chance, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Would you like to respond to what John has offered? I think that's helpful. Go ahead.
I didn't know I was still on here with you guys. I've just been sitting here listening. But if you want to just refresh me, what exactly was it that he was saying there?
I'm concurring with what you're saying, except that it just even goes beyond that. It's not only is the Federal Reserve a fraud, but so are the political articulations of Obama that supposedly makes sense, but if we really actually understand these issues, as you've articulated regarding the Federal Reserve, if we put more thought into bailing out bankers, well, that makes no sense. But giving them money on hopes they'll lend it back to us is stupid. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It costs a lot of money.
Well, people have to understand the bankers are the ones that have caused this problem.
Yeah.
How is it giving them more money? You know, you're punishing someone for doing something bad.
Yes.
We're going to go to break, and when we pick it up, we'll return the mic to you, Chance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you so much for listening to Born on the 4th of July. We have another caller online. We have Bill in Idaho. Welcome.
Good for you, ma'am. Excellent as usual. So much appreciate your efforts for the Republic. I only been able to catch the show intermittently between duties. I was wondering, is that young man still on?
I do believe Chance is with us.
Yeah, I'm still here with you guys.
Well, it's such an honor and a pleasure to be among eagles. It strikes me, Ms. Barbara Jane, that, you know, this is, you know, our nation's destiny. It's young people, the future of this country. And yet at the same time, as he has mentioned, you know, it is a matter of that mind control and brainwashing. Luckily, he was not subjected to that and was strong enough to be intellectually honest. I was so glad that you mentioned the discussion in regard to abortion, because last night I sigint all night long. Everybody's asleep. The night watchman has to be on duty. And freedom number two, care. Freedom to care. Dr. Don Thomas was on a small FM that I pick up out of Spokane. And it's very interesting that the reporting or the comment time is coming very close. The end of business on Good Friday is going to be the last opportunity. And, you know, your young guest Chance, you know, mentioned the young people, you know, are so distracted and, you know, so busy having fun, they don't realize that there's a war going on, you know, completely around them. And that is for the minds and hearts and souls of man. And this Dr. Thomas is actively asking people to get in touch with their congressmen and make public comment. His webpage, Freedom Number Two Care, has the instructions to make public comment to, I believe, FDA in regard to this abortion issue and the hospitals. 88% of the medical care profession is not bought into this. There are a lot of good people out there, any more than Chance, getting involved in this process now of trying to educate his peer group. I was hoping that if there'd be any opportunity, Chance, that you get look at Jonah's Gospel, jonasgospel.com, or listen in on this same broadcast, 9 at night, for Mr. Chris Hinckley. He, as well as Miss Jean, are trying to inform and educate your generation of the great risk and harm that you're at. You might take a look at the comments of the Honorable John T. Wood, Congressional Record, 82nd Congress, October 18, 1951. And that goes for the audience as well. Mr. Wood was trying to raise an early alarm, very early alarm, in regard to the UNESCO component infiltrating the teachers' unions of this country that have basically stood by and allowed your generation ultimately to be the least served and the least informed and the least educated. But if folks can get to that freedom to care and get with Dr. Thomas, it might be a resounding victory in regard to this death culture that apparently they would wish us to go into. And I'm so very honored, Barbara Jean, you take the time to talk to these young people and get their input. It's very encouraging to hear you, Chance.
Well, that's great. It is. Thank you, Chance. And we have another caller in Idaho. Judy, hello. Are you there?
Hi. I am just so thrilled to hear Chance. I was so impressed when he said he was only 19 years old, and so I wanted to just echo some of the comments that were made by the previous caller, and we happen to both be from Idaho. And I wanted to say, Chance, when you do this demonstration, and I have found in past demonstrations that people need to bring signs, and it's a good thing for them to just get some poster board and make a sign and put some of not lengthy, not too wordy, but just, you know, end to the Fed or whatever it is they want to say at this meeting. And also that when they come to that one, I wanted to encourage people all over the nation to the tea parties that will be held. They need to find out in their own town where they're going to be, and then they, too, they need to get signs and take signs, because signs say a lot. And when the newsmen are there, they can tell a lot just in a few words.
Well, there's so much happening, and you could just put Fed is not federal on a sign, or you've been told something that isn't true. Bankers are foreign bankers. You know, just some signs like that that have a quick message that startles some people that, you know, that they might not be aware of that. We've had an international takeover to an unelected body that we don't even know who these will know their names, but certainly they will not represent you with any empowerment in a Congress like we have our situation now. And if we create a new designee by this administration saying they're going to have a new head of the SEC or another financial agency, they too will be responsible to this new cabinet sort of thing that they have created at this G20 meeting. The critical issues are all with us. We have surveillance being enhanced, that it's an executive thing and they're above any kind of law. All of these things coming down, maybe even just this week. I mean, there's so much. Callers and people online, Chance or Judy, do you not agree that it's a full plate?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of fronts that they're hitting us from right now. There's a lot of fronts that we can hit them from, but we need the numbers to be able to do so, and we need Yeah, we need the numbers to be able to do so, and unfortunately, there's not enough people that I just don't understand the lack of will to want to help the country. And it's not just the country; it's the whole world right now that's in this mess too. You know,
well, I think next Wednesday we might see quite a following out there, and that's what I'm hoping nationwide. We've got to do this in our various cities. And I was wondering, Chance, if you have an email or some contact information. I have a lot of friends in Salt Lake, and I would like to make them aware of what is going on And so can you give out some contact information?
Yeah, I'll give out my phone number and my email.
Okay, it looks like we're going to have some music in the background, so we'll go to break here.
Okay.
No break. I guess I was hearing music from afar. So that's not true. So you can, at this time, give out to the listener your information and kind of give it a little bit slowly because they'll be jotting it down and we'll give them time to get a paper and pencil. And Judy, I'd like to let you know that I have interviewed Mr. Patrick Wood from August Review in the last few weeks over RBN, and his statement was, maybe the event on April 15th of tea parties across this nation might just be our final chance. That if we do not come forth from everywhere about and say enough is enough, we want to recognize, you to recognize as leaders that we are here and in great multitudes, that might be a turning point. But if we do not, in his thinking, he thought we would never have a better chance.
Well, I feel the same way. We've just got to get involved. And I hope the young people, Chance, will help support you. I know it's always a hard thing to get people out and get them motivated, but we have to try, and we have to keep speaking out. And that's what you're doing, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate all your shows, Barbara Jean. They're just wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. And Chance, why don't you tell your information out there where you could be contacted and get a little bit more support coming your way, perhaps? So the mic is yours.
All right. Thanks for the support there, and thanks for your kind words, too. Let me go and give you my phone number first, and I'll say it slowly. Hey, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. 801. 651-7541. All right, and then my email, let me go ahead and spell it out. C-H-A-U-N-C-E, period, or dot, M as in Matthew, period or dot, Shrewsbury, which is S-H-R-E-W-S, as in Sam, B-U-R, as in robot, Y, at gmail.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a patriot, a young 19-year-old man all across the nation. Cheers for Chance, and not hard to do. I have seen him at different meetings here in the area, in the valley, and a lot of spirit. And we need 100,000 like you. Not in the volunteer corps, but volunteering their time and talent. We do have this volunteer corps that's coming our way. And for those people who listen here in Utah, I'm so sad it was a sponsorship of Senator Hatch. I am so sad that it is now the law of the land, with yet to be seen what will develop from the GIVE Act, so-called, the generational volunteering. You don't escape even if you're older. Anyway, are you aware of that Volunteer Act, Chance?
I am very aware of it. I have a pretty good group of friends. We talk about stuff like that, and we were talking about the GIVE Act, and it's really kind of ironic that within the GIVE Act, it mandates the government to create a mandatory service, military basic training service. So even within the Act, even though it's a volunteering Act, the word mandate is still within the Act as well.
Now, maybe either one of you would have knowledge. Now, as I understood, the last I kind of let go of that, it went to conference, and I haven't seen the polished conference particular document. Have you come across that, Judy? Do you know anything about that in its final form?
Maybe.
Is it out yet for us to discern what's in it?
That's what I don't know either.
Okay, all right. Well, that's kind of the status that I remember, is that it was being refined in committee, and there was question whether the mandating was in one of the bills and not in another, and there was other items just the same. And so they were going to fine-tune it, as you know they say they do. So perhaps that isn't yet available for us. I have another question for the two of you, if you're still with me. What do you think about this idea that the Virginia Fusion Center has now come out with its assessment of who might be a terrorist suspect, just on the heels of the MIAC report. I find that to be very, very concerning, that there's another one in Virginia, and there's probably something similar in many other states. In this idea of maybe your fervor or your passion for being a constitutionalist or a patriot can be deemed to be terrorism.
Yeah, that is, it's very concerning to me. Even with the MIAC report, the governor finally recalled it. However, that doesn't mean that they officially recalled it within their reports. They just recalled saying what they said. And as far as I'm aware, from insiders and stuff like that, that there's 58 different cities that have reports very similar to that. And people will stress out and say, well, it doesn't directly label terrorists and stuff as that in Campaign for Liberty. It just says that terrorists or violent militia groups tend to be part of the Libertarian Party, the Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or support Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, Ron Paul. You know, it just gives that label on us. You know, but at the same time, I find it almost as a distraction point, because the one in Missouri comes out. I mean, not saying that they're important that they come out, but we need to concentrate on what we need to get done and what we need to get through Congress, and not on these little side reports, because whether they retract that they said it or not, it's still going to be law. It's still going to be in that fusion center.
Well, to think that there's another one in Virginia, and you say 58 possible fusion centers across the nation, it would be interesting to make an inquiry, wouldn't it? Maybe go to Homeland Security, represented in your own state, ask them about these particular fusion reports, and ask what they are collecting, all of their intel, and what's their assessment. I want to point out again on this latest report on the state of Virginia. I thought it was so interesting. Last hour we had someone whose work could be found on vdare.com. And I was in about the third grade when there was a pretty little redheaded girl that came to school, and her name was Virginia Dare. And I asked her why she had that name, and she was instructed, she knew, first white child born in Virginia. So V Dare, we were talking about that today as a website for great essays. And then I thought of Virginia, the very state that has so much early, early history for this nation, Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment from their fusion center, and they neglected to cite a potential of illegals or lawbreakers, anything like that. They weren't part of the group. But if you were, in fact, confrontational during any demonstration, or if you were anti-abortion, or all of that, and in the other report, if you were concerned about illegal immigration, you could be considered someone to fit the bill of local and national terrorism. Now, this is ominous, ladies and gentlemen, ominous.
There is so much happening, it's hard to keep up with it all, is what I think.
Yes. We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, we have Gary in California. Good afternoon. Gary in California, are you with us?
Yeah, you just now buzzed in.
Okay.
Good afternoon. As I was listening to you folks, you know, you're talking about terrorism and the illegal activities that are going on and what's really out there. And I was watching some stuff earlier in the week, and you had this Al Sharpton, or Sharpton, as I like to call him, and this lady from Aghorn who are out there. Of course, Al Sharpton belongs to NAACP, which is an organization within itself that should be investigated. And then, of course, Aghorn, who is being somewhat investigated, that just got $350 billion from us taxpayers, that are out there saying that, for instance, Sheriff Arpaio is some kind of nut, and he's Ku Klux Klan. They're saying this, not him. And that he should step down from office, and that he's racial profiling, all kinds of things. These guys are making accusations, and if we don't come out against these organizations and name them by name, like I'm just now doing, they will get this through to the public, because this is how they start. They come out making false accusations, and they do it over and over and over until they stick. And Aghorn, of course, its representative was a black lady, And, of course, Al Sharpton, we know he's black. So what we have is a lot of blacks again. You know, we're resurrecting Martin Luther King all over again to come through saying these are civil rights violations to protect our borders and to stop people that are obvious that they're not of our country. If you stop them, you're racial profiling. When they pull me over in a checkpoint, is that racial profiling? When they check me and ask for my license and my insurance and everything else? But if you do it to a, it appears like a non-white, or you do it to somebody that's a criminal and they're non-white, this is racial profiling, and they have, it's a civil rights violation. Now, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with, you got to look into Acorn, especially with the communist activity within this country. You know, you got a president that was active in the Communist Party, hangs out with people that are communist, but they are afraid to say that he's a communist. Well, I'm not. You know, he's a communist. Walk like a duck, quack like a duck, and fly like a duck. You're certainly not a golden eagle.
Well, you're very brave in what you're pointing out to the listening audience. I think it's worthwhile to listen to what you have to say. I believe, as you, that they start accusing and giving someone who is enforcing the law on the immigration issue, and then he's going to have to defend himself now. The Department of Justice, perhaps you're aware, Gary, the Department of Justice now is investigating Sheriff Arpaio.
Well, here's a sad commentary in that. The congressmen, four of them, that brought this issue are left-wing. I call them communists, but they call them left-wing liberals. These guys, I mean, you check what they do and go to the Communist Party, it's the same thing. Four of them, not even from that state of Arizona, are the ones that are making the accusations against a sheriff who is the kingpin in the county. They're making this accusation against him from other states, and I say, where's the congressman from that district? He doesn't say anything.
One
that's doing screaming is the mayor of Phoenix, but we know most mayors are left-wingers in this country. I mean, they tend to lean towards communism in the first place.
We'll go to break. Thank you.
With recent